Blog Talk Radio.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, jubilee.
I hear your joy bells ringing in your voice.
Jubilee, jubilee.
Your kind of singing cutting through the noise.
Jubilee, jubilee. Oh, sun in the sky. Jubilee, jubilee. Oh, yeah. Ooh. 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 Well,
song. We're here today to teach you the meaning. You got to find out what real jubilee is all about. And certainly we need some sort of jubilee the way things are going. We have continued to be reduced to a monstrosity, a hot mess. We don't know much about anything. And unfortunately, some of us are not willing to learn anything about nothing. But if the show happened to go out on us, they're still working on the poles in the back. And I do apologize firsthand. But yes, we are here to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And we're here to study the rock in which we were hewn from and the protocols and procedures that surround the entities of the Most High and us. As I said, the first beginning of this study session, Jubilee. Some of us just saying Jubilee don't even know what we're talking about. But we're here today to know what real Jubilee is and what it consists of. According to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and according to the ancient ones, I should look Jubilee. My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk from Real People Study Show, where we do study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and the rock we were hewn from, and the ditch we were dug for, and great entity, leaving no details going unstudied and unnoticed. It's true. And perhaps you're wondering, Yamsuf, who are you making reference to? The week? Sister Abiyah from New York City. They're being inundated with water. Keep them in their prayers. And Brother Contrell from New York City. They're being inundated with water from the Most High in the sky. It was not much of Mother Nature, as some of you like to call it. What's going on is not Mother Nature. It's Yah unleashing his wrath in some occasions. Simply just unleashing it just because he can. I don't know. He don't talk to me like that. But whatever he does, as far as this weather is concerned, is his business. We should be cognizant of it. God and bless his holy name. And what do I know about Cartrell and Sister Abiyah? All I need to know about them, all you need to know about them, which is they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, souls, and strength. And their brothers and sisters, the rock they were hewn from, is just they were dug from as themselves. And so they should. That's all you need to know. And you know why? That's all you need to know about them? because they're going to be in compliance with y'all. They're going to be in compliance and association with one another. Because why? They fear the Most High. They don't want their souls in Sheol. And certainly you, if you encounter any kind of wise person, you don't want your soul in Sheol because you can't get away. You might as well get right. It's true. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Sister Abigail, I hadn't made it, but Brother Cottrell certainly has. Let me bring him on for you. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Sure.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Yamsu Fahari. May the Most High bless you and all the family that's out there. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Good to hear your voice, Sah. How you doing?
Good to hear yours too, brother. I'm doing well. I hope you and your family is doing well also.
Yeah, we're doing well. Thanks be to Most High.
Praise
God. We ain't inundated with water down here. Maybe upstate New York. But
okay. Good to hear that.
Yeah.
Good to hear that, country.
But Most High's definitely doing something with the weather, Aki.
You better
believe it. They said the earth has been the hottest it's ever been since they've been recording. And we just start in July.
Y'all ain't nothing to play with, brother. You better believe it.
Oh, no. Not at all. I don't know how them people are enduring triple-digit temperatures down south. Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. It's just nonstop. Triple digit.
It's coming, brother. It's coming from all ends, as you said by the new bird song, coming from all ends. But I'm content. I don't have a complaint. I'm content.
Yeah, yeah. Why you sound so far away?
Well, I stood up. I stood up for a moment. I was just standing up away from the mic for a minute. And I'm sitting back down now. All right. Any more commentaries, Cocktail, in a comment before we get started our studies?
I'm just thankful to the Most High for being here. Another day of living. All praises.
All praises, Cocktail. Cocktail, we're going to be through with by your creek, man. That word gives me a conundrum. By Yikra. I got it. By Yikra. It gives me...
Ain't Viagra.
No, surely ain't. It'll get you up, but not that kind of way. It's true. Oh, gosh, yeah, it'll get you up, but not that kind of way. Not that freaking fiery way. The Most High way. Should get you up. Cottrell, fellow students, chapter 25. Pretty soon we will be heading to the so-called Numbers, but that's not the original word for it. The word is Bet-Middah. It means in the wilderness. Bet-Middah. In the wilderness. We'll be coming up on that quite soon. Traveling in the wilderness. All right. Let's get started. The Shabbat of the seventh year. How it's supposed to look. And the time and the place. Yah spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the children of Israel and said to them, here's the place when you come into the land. What land? Our land, not any land, which I give you. Then the land should keep a Shabbat to Yah, the land in itself. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather its fruits. But in the 7 year, there should be a Shabbat of solemn rest for the land. The land got a rest. It's called conservation. Not like they do here. It's called land conservation. Yah is the greatest conservationist there is, and he told us the best way to do this. And he says, gather its fruit, but in the 7 year, there should be a Shabbat of solemn rest for the land, our land, a Shabbat to Yah as a result. You should neither sow your field nor prune your vineyards in that time. What grows on its own accord of your harvest, you shall not reap or gather, which is the grapes of your untended vineyard, the grapes. For it is a year of rest for the land. And the Shabbat produce of the land shall be food for you. For you, your male and female servants, your hired man, the stranger who dwells with you, for your livestock and the beasts that are in your land, all it produced shall be. Now, what I tell you about this Jubilee thing, here's what a year of Jubilee looks like. You should count 7 Shabbats of years for yourself. 7 times, 7 years. The time of the 7th Shabbat of years shall be a total 49 years. When you shall cause the trumpets of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month on the Day of Atonement. You shall make the trumpet to sound throughout your land. Who lands? Your land, not the lands you are consigned to in this captivity. You should consecrate the 5th year and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you shall return to his possessions. Go home. You shall return to his family. The 50 years shall be a jubilee to you. In it, you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your unattended vines. But it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat its produce from the field. In this year of jubilee, each of you shall return to his bed. Go home. And if you sell anything to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor's hand, you should not oppress one another. According to the number of years after the Jubilee, you should buy from your neighbor. And according to the number of years of crops, he should sell to you. According to the multitudes of years, you should increase its price. According to the fewer number of years, you should diminish its price. But he who sells to you according to the number of years of the crops, therefore you should not oppress one another. But you should fear your Elohim, for I am Yah, your Elohim. Cadrea, you like to do any embellishment on the study as far as this Jubilee is concerned?
Well, you read in 11th verse, it says that 50th year shall be a jubilee to you.
Hallelujah.
In it, you shall not sow, neither shall you reap that which grows of itself, nor gather from the unjust vine, for it is a jubilee, shall be holy to you. You shall eat of its increase out of the field. It also says, you shall make the 50th year holy and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee to you. And each of you shall return to his own property, and each of you shall return to his own family.
Exactly.
Now, these Bible-toting Christians in America, if they read chapter 25 of the book of Vayikra,
right,
we should have 4 jubilees by now.
Exactly.
400 years in count. We should have 4 exactly. jubilees by now, which means somebody should have claimed liberty, and all the slaves should have been let free.
To go home.
But we know that they don't really follow the Bible. They may swear on it. They may take oath of office on it. They may say they believe in the Bible, but you can see by the actions they don't.
No. And their actions speak louder than their words, Cartier. And that's why we need to know the fine details, what Yah says. You going by what men say? Don't listen to what men say. Trust in Yah and trust in what Yah says. Praise Yah.
And let's not get into the damage that you have to repay when you injure a slave. Oh, we won't talk about that. Because that's been an issue.
Oh, it's coming, Cartrell.
Yes, sir.
Provisions for the 7th year. So you shall observe my statutes and keep my judgment and perform them. And you will dwell in the land in safety. What land? Our land. No other land can we dwell in safety. Then the land will yield its fruits, and you will eat your field and dwell in there in safety. In whose land? Our land. No one else's land can we dwell in safety. And if you said, What shall we eat in the 7 years since we had not sowed or gathered in our produce? Yah says, then I will command my blessing on you, and I'm going to make the land double fold and triple fold and whatever fold to give you enough to last the 7 year too. Yah said, my blessing on you in the 6 year, if you do what I tell you, it will bring forth produce enough for 3 years, threefold. And you shall sow in the 8 year, not the 7 year, and eat old produce, eat that old produce, 3 years worth, until the 9th year, until his produce come in. You shall eat of the old harvest. Praise Yah. What do you say about the country?
We ain't talking Mother Nature here, are we?
No, land conservatism.
If we in tune with the Most High, he said every 6 years, he's going to bless us enough to carry us to the 8th year. But we have to let the land rest in the 7th year. And imagine if, you know, farmers did that today. How much better would the fruit and the vegetables and the things that they grow on farms taste if they followed the science right here? Because this is science right here.
It is, Katrina. Mosiah is the best conservative that ever was and ever is. He knew about his land. And he tell you what's going to work for you. Right. Go ahead, Katrina.
I can't wait to try it to see how it works.
You and I both, my brother. You and I both.
Because you would be amazed in that 6 year, right? The 6 year, you said what?
The 6 year?
He said, then I will command my blessings on you in the 6 year. And it shall bear fruit for the 3 years. Wow.
Yeah, you can't blow that.
I would be amazed to see.
Yeah, you can't blow that food. You got to put that food up, put it in jars or whatever you do to conserve them. Because the Most High is putting you in a situation that is blessful. You don't just go to sell it all off and then ain't got nothing to look for to eat in 3 years. You need to be conservative like the Most High. It'd be a good conservationist as far as the land is concerned. So you have to work with the Most High in this regard for your own best interest. Praise Yah, God.
Imagine them seeing a cycle, though, that every 6 years, the fruit on the tree would triple. Every 6 years, that fruit on the tree would triple. So you would have enough for the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th year.
It's like 3 years.
Oh, it's 7th and the 8th year. 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Mm-hmm. Praise Yah.
Because you could eat the produce of the 9th year.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the 7th year? I mean, the 8th year. I'm getting confused. Can't eat the fruit of the 7th year. You can eat the produce of the 8th year.
Mm-hmm.
Old soil. And then the 9th year, that's when you start the cycle over.
Exactly. Good conservatism by the Most High, Katrina. Good conservatism.
He knows best.
Don't he though, Katrina? Don't he though? Praise Yah. Thank you, Katrina. Redemption of property. The land shall not be sold permanently. For the land is not. Y'all say, you can't say, even the Native Americans knew this. These people of this nation, these Europeans don't seem to get this concept. Y'all say, I gave each tribe land, I allotted tribe to each land, and within that land, every family gets inheritance. So y'all say, you can sell it, but it's not a permanent sale. The land should not be sold. You know why? For the land is Yah's. For you are strangers and sojourners with me. It's mine. This ain't yours. And in the land of your possession, you shall grant redemption of the land. And one of your brethren becomes poor and has sold some of his possession. And if his redeeming relative comes to redeem it, then he may redeem what his brother sold. But if the man has no one to redeem it but himself, becomes able to redeem it, can finance redeem it, let him count the years since his sale. And restore the remainder to the man whom he had sold, that he may return to his possession that land. But if he is not able, who sold it? That he may return to the man whom he sold it, that he may return to his possessions. But If he is not able to restore to himself, then what was sold shall remain in the hand of him who bought it until the year of Jubilee. Then it's got to go back to that person. And in the Jubilee, it shall be released, that land. And he shall return to his possession, to that person. If a man sells a house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a whole year. You have a whole year after it is sold. Within a 4 year, he shall redeem it. But if it is not redeemed within the space of a 4 year, then the house and the walled city shall belong permanent to him who bought it throughout his generation. It shall not be released in the Jubilee. Even the Jubilee can't give you back that promise. However, in your villages, in your tribal villages, however, the houses of villages which have no wall around them shall be counted as fields of the country. They may be redeemed. They shall be released in Jubilee. You got to go back to the original owner. Nevertheless, the cities of the Levites and the houses and the cities of their possession, the Levite may redeem at any time. Any time. If a man purchased a house from the Levites, then the house that was sold in the city of his possession shall be released in the Jubilee. For the houses and the city of the Levites are their possession, is part of their possession among the children of Israel. It's not permanent. But the field of the common land of their cities may not be sold. Common land can't be sold. But it is their perpetual possession. Tribal land can't be sold. What do you think about that, Contrail?
That's kind of like that in Africa now.
Exactly.
You really can't buy the land. You only lease it for like 99 years, which is like double two jubilees.
Right.
But it's basically the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not Western laissez-faire. Because
no.
When you buy property here, it doesn't work according to these terms.
No,
right?
It doesn't.
Some people
have to
sell their property because they're destitute, and it never
right.
returns back to them.
Right.
So just make sure that people get a second chance if they're
right.
down and out.
Right. It goes back to family ownership in the year of Jubilee. Praise God.
That's why families are important.
Yeah. Yeah. Good looking after, Most High. Great job. Thank you, God. Your families are important. Lending to the poor. Some of you don't know how to lend money to your own folks. Let me teach you, or rather, let the Most High teach you how to lend money to your people. If one of your brothers become poor and falls into poverty among you, then you shall help him. You're morally obligated and duty-bound. When you got it, you shall help him like a stranger or sojourner that he may live with. You got to let him live with you. Take no interest. Don't take no interest from him. Why? But fear your Elohim. That's why. That your brother may live with you. You may not lend him money for usury, for interest. Nor lend him your food. You can't even lend him your food for profit. You got to give him food. I am Yah your Elohim. That's why you're doing it. Who brought you out of the land of Misery to give you the land of the Canaan and to be your Elohim. That's why you're doing it. Because I said so. You don't mistreat your brother. And you don't treat your brother and sister like you treat everybody else. Praise Yah. Contrary, what do you say about that, brother?
I've taken brothers in and helped them out to get them on their
right.
feet.
Right.
And it's the right thing to do.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, we live in a world that we don't trust each other. And this law can't apply here in this strange land that we live in. Because
no,
you don't know who you're letting in your house.
Man, you better believe it. He be in there sleeping with your dog.
What?
He been there sleeping with your dog. You can't
yeah.
trust people like that.
You let him in your house and you have the FBI looking for him the next day because he took everything
in
your house.
That's what I'm saying. In this land,
what?
in this land, not in our land. Now, in our land, that applies. But in this foreign captivity, it does not apply because, as Scott Trey alluded to, we were much more closer in relationships to one another in our own land. We had personal relationships, deep, meaningful relationships. And we knew the, what we were in the house. But in this land, we don't know what Tom, Dick, or Harry had moved in a serial killer. You move somebody in, they're going to be walking slow and singing low for you, okay? No, no, that can't work. Not in these captivity. You don't know who you're letting in your house. It's true. Thank you, Gabriel.
And I'm sure I stay within the tribe.
Right.
Like I'm from the tribe of Joseph. I couldn't run to Judah and say, yo, put me up, brother. Help me out.
Right.
No, I have to run to brothers in my tribe.
Exactly.
And
they
brothers
knew
in my tribe.
They knew you and they knew about you. They knew about your family. And it's true. The relationship was deep and meaningful for them. Now, bro, you don't know who you're dealing with. Okay?
So just imagine how many people would run up in Jay-Z's house or Oprah Winfrey's house. I need some help. You got to put me in. Put me up.
You ain't lying. And some of them houses you don't want to run to anyway.
You know.
Praise God. Thank you, Cottrell. And finally, the law concerning, Cottrell mentioned this, the law concerning slavery. Listen up, people. And one of your brethren who dwells by you become poor, and he sells himself to you. He has to sell himself to you. You can't get him and take him and sell him nobody. And you shall not compare him to serve. You can't make him serve as a slave. As a hired servant and a joiner, he shall be with you. He should be like a hired here. He ain't going to be no slave to you. And shall serve you until the year of Jubilee, and he free. Then he should depart from you, he, his children with him, he should return to his own family. Go back home. He should return to the possession of his father, his tribal lands. For they are, why do we treat each other that way? For they are my servants, not yours. I bought out of land of Mitherine along with you. They should not be sold as slaves. You can't sell them as slaves. He has to enslave himself. And even that being said, you can't treat him like a slave. You got to treat him like hired help. You should not rule over him with rigor like you would do a slave. Why? But you should fear your Elohim. You've been in the same boat he's been in, or she. And as for your male and female slaves whom you may have from the nations, different nations that are around you, from them you may buy male, and you can buy them. Moreover, you may buy the children of the strange of different nations who dwell among you, and their families who are with you, which they begat in your land. And they shall become your property. And you may take them as an inheritance for your children. You can give them to your children, people of different nations, to inherit them as a possession. Not us. They shall be your permanent slaves. Not us. But regarding your brethren, Yah says, the children of Israel, you should not rule over one with the rigor like their slaves. Now, if a sojourner, a stranger, closer you become rich, a person of a different nation, and one of your brethren who dwells by him becomes poor and sells himself to the stranger sojourner close to you or to a member of the stranger's family, if he is sold, he may be redeemed again. One of his brothers may redeem him again. Or his uncle or his uncle's son may redeem him. Or anyone who is near kin to him and his family may redeem him. If he's an Israelite. If he is able, he may redeem himself. Thus he shall reckon with him who bought him. Price of his release shall be according to the number of years from the year that he was sold to him until the year of Jubilee. Then he's free and tally. It shall be according to the time of a hired servant for him. Even a stranger got to teach him, treat us as hired help, not slaves. But if there are still many years remaining according to them, he shall repay the price of his redemption from the money which he was brought, the money he worked for. If there remains but a few years until the year of Jubilee, then he shall reckon with him. According to his years, he may repay him the price of his redemption. He should be with him as a yearly hired servant, not as a slave. He should not rule with rigor over him, the stranger, in your sight. Don't let that go down. Don't let that man treat that man like that. And if he is not redeemed in these years, he shall be released in the year of Jubilee. He and his children with him. For the children of Israel are servants to me, Yah. They are my servants whom I bought out of the land of Misery. I, Yah, your Elohim. That's how it's going down. They're mine. They may get themselves caught up in a bad situation. Even that being said, they go work for someone in our land and they hide themselves out. Just that on that. But if time goes by, he saved up enough money, he can buy himself for the remaining year. But even that being said, in the year's Jubilee, it's a wrap. And why am I treating us like that? Because you didn't come here to serve one another like that. You come here to be servants to me, all of you. And sometimes you get yourself in a bad situation. Even that being said, Yah, the Elohim is looking out for you. In the year of Jubilee, it's a wrap. I don't care if it's 30 more years left in your indenture. Gotta let you go. Go home to your family. And if you're a brother and or a sister, you all know better. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, my brother and friend. What say you?
I say you said something you probably didn't realize you even said.
Rap to me, brother. Rap to me.
What did Yah call us?
My servant.
Every Israelite is what?
My servant.
Okay. How many Israelites you think know that?
Not very many. But that's why they need to study with us, Cartrell. Stop leaning to their own understanding.
There you go, brother.
Yeah.
There you go. We are all servants of the Most High. All
Praise
of us.
Yah. All of us.
So that's how we have to look at each other. Because Yah is looking at us as valuable. And you can't just treat my servants any old kind of way. And you can't allow them to be treated any old kind of way.
No.
You have to look out for Yah's servants to lift them up. To make sure that they're on their feet, especially if we're in our own land.
And
now,
make
we're
sure
in captivity, we can't quite do that, but you could see the vibe that we had in our land.
Exactly.
You became, got in trouble, you knew you had that support system there, right?
Yeah.
It's not, it wasn't going to be like the streets of Philly or the streets of California or the streets of Chicago. It wasn't going to be like that, where you're just homeless and everybody just stepping over you and walking by you.
No. The Most High.
Ain't going to be that.
You're right, Carter, and I do apologize. But the Most High say even you got strangers in your land, different nations, and they become prosperous, and they hire this man or woman out. But you, in your sight, you're going to let that man treat that brother or sister no any kind of wish your way?
And even in our land, the Most High said treat the stranger like what?
Family.
There you go.
You're like one of you.
So we can't, the stranger got the same treatment that we got, right?
Exactly. It wasn't a double.
Especially if he desired to serve the Most High, you got to treat the servant, the stranger, just like he's a brother.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Kajira. Real. Not this made up stuff out in these universal captivities. Quite different. Thank you, Kajira. Kajira. If you're ready, I'm ready. We're ready to proceed in the next and the last segment of study, which is the Psalms. Some of you call it the Psalms, which is one and the same. And this Psalms, is 83. Prayer to frustrate conspiracy against Israel. If you got problems, don't be going up to your HP, human resources. Here's what y'all be doing. Prayer to frustrate conspiracy against Israel. That's all Israel, all servants of Yah. You got problems on your job or whatnot, or anybody conspiring against you, here's a prayer for that. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And this is a song of Asaph. Praise Yah. Prayer to frustrate conspiracy, any conspiracy against Israel. Praise Yah. Go ahead, Katriel.
Thank you, Yasu. Ari, all praise to the Holy One of Israel. For even our brother Asaph. Yeah. We find out our brother Asaph is both prophet, poet, and deeply spiritual man in his prayers.
Exactly.
And we think that conspiracies are a modern day new thing.
Right.
And most people don't believe that there are, in fact, conspiracy. But this is the greatest conspiracy in planet Earth that's going on as we speak. Right? We just read about the beauty of our system, right?
Exactly.
We take care of strangers. We take care of our brothers and our sisters. We share. And there's nations that hate us because we have that type of system. And we're
right.
that close to the Most High.
The best system
and
in the universe.
The ones that hate us the most are the ones that are supposed to be closest to us. Our brother Esau, our cousin Ishmael, our cousins Moab and Ammon. But I'm not going to give this story away. I'm not going to give the song away. I'm going to just read it and let it reveal itself. Psalms 83, Psalm of Asaph. Elohim, don't keep silent. Don't keep silent and don't be still, Elohim. Oh, nations don't want that. But y'all to start speaking if y'all to be riled up like in the days of Noah or in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah or in the days when he delivered us out of the land of Egypt. They don't want to see that. But it's coming. For behold, your enemies are stirred up. Those who hate you have lifted up their heads. And you got a whole line of people that hate the Most High. People that worship idols. People that support LGBTQ. All kind of people. People that support war. And all kind of people that hate the Most High. People trying to get to Mars, Venus, and Jupiter. What kind of people hate the Most High? They conspire with cunning against your people. Amen to that. Because they got us in a bag, don't they, that we can't figure out how to get out of. And the only way you're going to get out of it is by the hand of Yah. They plot against your church once. And then we read about that just now. How much does Yah cherish us now? What does he call us?
Servants. Servants of the Most High.
Some, they say, let us destroy them as a nation. Have they done that, Yamsu? Have they destroyed us as a nation?
Not totally, but they've given us a good run for the money.
We definitely don't know we're a nation because we black, we democratic, we AME, Zion, we Jehovah Witness, 5%. Right? We don't know we're a nation. That the name of Israel may be no more remembered, but they have spied together with one mind. They form an alliance against you, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Ebal, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot. Do to them as you did to Midian, to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the river of Kishon. Who perished at Endor, who became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeeb. Yes, all their princes like Zebog and Zalmunna, who say, let us take possession of Elohim's pasture lands. Did we just read about those lands? Oh, yeah, that's right, we did. May Elohim make them like tumbleweed, like chaff before the wind. As the fire that burns the forest, see a lot of that going on now, all that smoke from Canada, from these forest fires. But I think they've been in them forest fires intentionally just to inflate people's lungs. As the flame that sets the mountains on fire, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with confusion that they may seek your name, Yahweh, they may seek your name. Let them be disappointed and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be confounded and perish, that they may know that you alone, not you and your son, not you and your daughter, not you and anybody else, you say, you alone, whose name is Yahweh, are the Most High over all the earth. And the world should know his name. Some people say Yahweh, some people say Yahuwah, Some people say Jehovah. Got to find out what it really is and praise his name. Stop praising Jesus. Even Jesus told you, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Not my name, my sister's name, not my mother or father's name. Yah alone, who's most high over all the earth. All praise to the Creator. With his great praise from my brother Asaf that we could definitely relate to. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Cartrell. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very much. Cartrell, do you have any closing remarks and comments before we exit our studies?
Just that we need to get on the good foot, on the right track. We know about the September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd event. That event is to reconnect with our Creator. You know, we already know that when we're lined up with our Creator, it's for our good. We keep trying to be a part of the system that's aspired to destroy us. But praise Yah, we're still here, and his word endures forever. So we give thanks and praise to the Holy One of Israel, that he will expose our problem, who plots against us and him, and maintain and sustain us with his providence, with his loving kindness, and his tender mercies. We pray that he forgives us and our fathers for straying away from him. And we pray that he gives us strength to return on the right track. All praise. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
All praise, Cartrell. We do love y'all. Shalom and good night. May the Most High continue to bless each of you. And may each of you continue to let the Most High footsteps be your pathways, but virtually is his word. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you, Brother Cartrell. May the Most High continue to bless you and your family.
May do the same for you. All praise.
All praises. Shalom and good night. And what is that, Cartrell?
I said just thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, brother. And now we will play that song again so some of you can have some understanding why do we sing this song or should. Praise Yah.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, Jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, Jubilee. I hear your joy bells ringing in your voice. Jubilee, Jubilee. Oh, Jubilee, Jubilee, you're the kind of joy that I need. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, Jubilee, oh yeah. Sun in the sky.